I'm Jesse. I wear a lot of hats, and this is my adventure for the week. Today is book day. I'm wearing the pinstriped, short-sleeved, collared shirt that I wear in my book videos at the new book website, books.jesse.house. Books.jessesteel.com still points to that. I've got a new book out. Now, this is a podcast weekly. This is where I tell you what interesting things I've been up to and what I've been learning in my strange, multi-talented, variant life. And then the next 3 days will be the Taiwan special. Now, this week, this was probably one of my most productive weeks I've ever had. Have I talked about in the past Gutenberg? You might be an entrepreneur. You might be working on a website for something, and this might be interesting for you. The previous book's website, books.jessesteel.com, was using, of course, it's WordPress. You could tell that by looking. Before, it was using some back-end stuff that kind of related to Beaver Builder. It wasn't Beaver Builder. I entered a lot of the code myself, but I was using a framework that works well with Beaver Builder, and I think Beaver Builder needs it. The problem with Beaver Builder, if you're not following this, we're talking about a plugin on a plugin. We're talking about a mod to the mod to the mod rather than just redesigning the engine. If you keep adding trinkets and gadgets to things, then everything slows down and becomes less efficient. I mean, this is one of my problems with government, having, like this EGR valve and this catalytic converter and all these different trinkets and toys and gimmicks that the law requires be added onto engines. It's better if you just design a simple, efficient engine in the first place. Adding all these trinkets raises the cost, and it isn't exactly the most way to make stuff efficient. Now, maybe the technology is limited and we have to add a trinket for now, but the ideal goal is you just design an ultra simple, ultra efficient engine that meets all the legal emissions requirements in the first place, not just add all these gadgets and gadgets and stuff. So in WordPress, which is what a lot of people use to power and make their websites work, there's this trend to add these plugins and then more plugins. Well, I mean, a few years ago, WordPress websites were kind of very 2000-ish, and they weren't part of this trend to make the internet boring with these widescreen pictures and a single button in the middle. Like in the 90s, websites were interesting because you always wonder what someone was going to do differently. And then we passed 2010 and all the websites started to look identical. Well, WordPress wasn't good at following that boring, normal, identical trend. And so there were a few different plugins people could get where they could easily do the three picture or full screen, 1-2 button, CTA, call to action thing. Well, Beaver Builder was among them. Albeit, the whole time, the guys at WordPress knew about this, and they were developing a new editor that would just make it work without all the plugins. So it would be lighter weight, it'd take less time to load, it would use less bandwidth and stuff, and a lot of these websites take a long time to load. They're probably using a lot of plugins in WordPress or something, WordPress alternative. Now, I was using the backend framework that Beaver Builder uses on my old book site. Well, this week I took an entire day. I mean, I designed it before Gutenberg, the new WordPress lightweight, full screen editor came out. I took all that content and I moved it over to Gutenberg, and it's exhausting to me. So books.jessesteel.com has a new look. It's basically the same, but a little better organized, a little easier for me to manage on the back end because Gutenberg is really made for this. And it's got a new address. Books.jessesteel.com still works, but now it's books.jesse.house. All right. Okay. I've got a new book. This is another topic. I've got a new book. It's about 15,000 words. It's out. It's available in print. It's available in the ebook stores. It should be soon anyway. You go to Smashwords, you can get it right now. It's available on Amazon.com as an ebook. It's here. It's ready. It's a new book. It's called, well, I think you'll have to go over to books.jesse.house to see what it is. It's right there at the top. Yep. It's the newest book up at the top. I'll put it this way. It's got some blue and gold and a beige background. Can't miss it. I'm not going to talk about it because I've got a little video where I talk about it. That was about 2 or 3 months in the making. My PinkWrite English literacy curriculum. I had the unction and the idea this week, and I just did it. It probably took me 10 hours. There was a phonics part of the curriculum. Now listen, if you speak English, this is going to be important to you. Either you're a parent, or you know someone who's a parent, or you're going to be a parent, or you know someone who's going to be a parent. And so it's apparent that this relates. I've got this reading literacy curriculum, and it's all free if you use it online. And it was great, these graded reading books, you know, C dot walk quickly, you know, that sort of thing. Well, the problem was the first stage, I mean, it had all the phonics. I mean, I have all the phonics charts there. I mean, almost every different phonics lesson type of a thing that someone needs to learn are there in a list with words as examples. But there wasn't something to really help make it work for kids or something with practice. So I went and created first reader phonics sentences like, okay, I'll borrow the one from My Fair Lady, Pygmalion, the rain in Spain is mainly plain. You know, those types of things. How now, brown cow? I think that was one that was common somewhere. I'm not sure where. I didn't use those. I made my own. But it familiarizes very early beginners with these nonsense sentences that help draw attention to phonics. So I got that. That's now in the beginning of the phonics curriculum. So it's not just a bunch of boring charts. It's got about 44 sentences. Parents could use them with preschoolers or younger, putting up a new sentence every week, 1 year before they go to school. Really, really awesome, great primer. That's available. It's in print. It's in the book. It's in the phonics, starting phonics book, number one. It's in the Read With Dot book. That's PinkWrite. Asia With Love from AsiaWithLove.net has another book that's out. And I've also created another website, jesse.house, and that goes through the different projects I'm involved with. I said this last week at the end of the podcast weekly that I had this realization that the thing that I'm doing in all my various projects is I'm helping people with literacy, whether it's English literacy, music literacy, computer literacy, political literacy, Bible literacy, no religion Bible literacy, whatever it is, I'm helping people with literacy. And I've got various projects that do this and deal with this, and I've listed them and explained them by topic, and it's at jesse.house. It's a great place to just go see what's going on. That's also using Gutenberg. That also took a whole bunch of time to get ready, and that's also done. I'm rolling it out this week. One more thing I'm thrilled about. This picture behind me in the podcast, this is on the road. This is the trail going up to Mount Jade, which is in Taiwan. These podbacks, I'm calling them, are now available on my 500px.com profile. So if you see one of these pictures behind me, and you want, oh, I like it, I'm going to have Jesse's picture on my web, you can go to 500px.com and see them. I don't know what the license is, not for selling and stuff, but for commercial use, I don't mind people downloading it and putting it on their desktop personally. All right, that's it for the podcast. We've got an exciting week of Taiwan special episodes coming up. See you tomorrow.